Hello and welcome to 433. This is a program dedicated to contemporary classical, avant-garde, experimental, and new music. Just how experimental do we get around here? Pretty experimental. Tune in every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. on CITR 101.9 and get experimental.
And yes, this is indeed the last 433 show to air on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I have an exciting show lined up for you, naturally. So I hope you come out and give me your full attention for the next hour. And I even hope that you get to call in and tell me about some of the more memorable 433 shows. Our on-air phone number is 604-822-CITR or 604-822-2487. For every person that expresses themselves on air, I will give a CD, courtesy of the Canadian Music Center and Sikora's Classical Records. Perhaps in the spirit of the holidays, this show will be all about gift-giving. Excellent music. And finally, a performer's by yours truly, Gregory Gann, in the last 10 minutes of the show or so. We're listening to Steve Reich, Come Out, a seminal work of music that I hope, part of which, you'll get to enjoy. Again, the on-air number is 604-822-2487. Call in and tell me your favorite 433 show, and you'll win a prize.
Come out to show them, 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 come out to show them I fly high up the sky, You cannot see me when the sun shines, 'cause I am the color of the sunshine. I am the color of the sunshine. My legs are long and green, but they're hollow so they can't be seen. I often fill them with liquid, go back and feed them to my queen. Back and feed them to my queen. I am a yellow fly, I fly high up the sky. You cannot see me when the sun shines, 'cause I am the color of the sunshine. I am the color of the sunshine. I am the color of the sunshine.
Remarkable, Ivor Cutler. I love that song. Yellow Fly from the album Velvet Donkey. Before that, we heard Philip Glass, who composed an original track for Sesame Street called The Geometry of Circles. And we've heard partial work by Steve Reich, Come Out. Remarkable minimalist composer. I guess we have been playing minimalist music so far, and we will continue to do so. Now, for those of you who aren't afraid of the spirit of experimentation, I will give out the on-air phone number once again, 604-822-CITR. Win free stuff. Here's the things I'm giving away this show. I have a double CD of Barbara Pentland's Canadian Composer Portraits, courtesy of the Canadian Music Center. Cinco Puntos Cardinales, music by Daniel Yenke. Beate Altenberg, cello portrait. Vivian Fung, dreamscapes. Jean Papineau Couture. Oh, what is this? This is amazing. It's so amazing, it's hiding from me. Still Image, Center Discs label. And it's music by Owen Underhill, Vancouver's own. And finally, I have a CD by Zbigniew Priesner, Silence, Night, and Dreams. All of them could be yours. You know, I've had someone tweet me from Brazil saying that I, over the last 4 months or so, I have inspired them to listen to more experimental music. And you know what? That is the most flattering thing that a radio host could possibly hear. It basically made my 2 years on air totally and fully worth it. And, well, it's been a whirlwind. I will be playing Golgi Kurtag Perpetuo Mobile, a piece for glissandos only. Piece from Játékok, games, series of piano exercises in 7 volumes. Composed between 1975 and 1993 by this great Hungarian composer. This is the work as performed by the composer. And we just heard Ann Southam, Movement 12. And before that, Gheorghe Kortag from Yatekok, or Games. And that was Perpetuum Mobile. We have a caller on air. And I think he's calling from a long ways away. Hi, Leonard, are you there?
Yes, I am. Do you hear me?
Leonardo, where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from Brasilia, Brazil's capital here in South and South America. So, yeah, I've been listening to the show for the past 4 months because I happen to be friends with Sarah, former host of the IT Report, and she introduced me to the station. And then I was amazed by the programming and also 433 as well.
Well, yeah. Thank you so much for the call. You will be getting Zbigniew Priestner's Silence, Night, and Dreams sent to you to Brazil's capital. And in your honor, I'm going to play a track that I think encapsulates the spirit of Brazil in some ways. I'm going to play a work by Pierre Schaeffer from 1948. It's called the Chemin de Fer, and it captures what was then a fairly pioneering way to conceptualize sound, which is to get the real sounds of the world around us, la musique concrète. In a way, I think that it has some parallels with Brasilia's construction, which was a kind of perhaps somewhat utopian modernist dream. And I suppose that we live in another era and another kind of philosophy, perhaps the most postmodern, more postmodern one that allows you to call us from Brazil and for me to dedicate a work to you. In any case, thank you so much for calling in. It's incredibly flattering that you've been listening to the show, and I hope you will enjoy the CD that you'll get in the mail from me sometime soon, I hope.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leonardo. And this one goes out to you. This is Pierre Schaeffer, Cinq Études de Bruit, or Five Studies on Noise or Sound. And I'm playing for you Chemin de Fer. Take care and all the best to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. We've just heard Cadence on the Wind, Terry Riley. And before that, Pierre Schaeffer, Five Etudes de Bruit, Chemin de Fer, or Railroad. I suppose now that I'm seated in the chair for the last time here, I find it kind of important to commemorate some of the people that have graced 433 with their presence. Some of them have been renowned composers, performers, guest hosts. We started out with hosting Iman Habibi at the School of Music at UBC in the duo Pinnacle that played live piano for us. We've had countless composers, Jordan Nobles of Redshift Music Society, Jocelyn Morlock, Mark Sabat, Nick Storing, Adam Basanta, Jennifer Schein. We've also just capped off really our stretch of performances and composers with last week's guest, Adrian Verdejo, who played tracks off his Modern Hearts release. So giving a little homage to folks that have graced the CITR studio or with whom I had the pleasure to talk, I'm going to play a work by Nick Storing. This is called Unexpecting.
Thank you.
Unexpecting, Nick Storing. As well as thanking some of the folks that have appeared on air, of which there are many, and I'm probably forgetting some. I want to thank the wonderful people that run the station, of whom Brenda, the station manager, Robin, programming manager, and countless other folks have made this show really physically possible. And once I, 2 years ago when I came into the show, it was around this time that I was first doing my initial training, I felt immediately at peace here. And it was a good way to get away from the huge requirements of my program and various kind of official meetings, readings, and every other hurdle that you have to run through when you're completing a PhD. And so every Monday from 6 to 7, and before that from 5 to 6, this has kind of been my outlet. Outlet to feel like I'm myself, to not fake it, to not posture. You know, it was basically been what I can only say has been a really gratifying experience. So to all those people who've helped me run this show, from hosts that preceded me to hosts that have put up with my technical errors and everything, I dedicate to you this song, courtesy of Frank Zappa.
I am the slime from the video.
A Shot in the Dark, John Zorn. And before that, we heard Frank Zappa from the album Strictly Commercial, a wonderful compilation album with the song I Am the Slime. It was dedicated to all the people that helped me run the show, who have always reminded me to be critical of the media. Now, to cap off the last 10 minutes, and by the way, congratulations to all those who have won CDs on this show. It's lovely to finally give something back to the community that's of a material essence. Material, but also musical. This show's basically called 433. It is based on a work by John Cage. And so I wanted to give you a little bit of a sample of John Cage as he talks about silence. Stay tuned also, for in the last 5 minutes I will be doing a performance live on air. And then I will be passing the reins over to Gak from Exploding Head Movies. So here is John Cage about silence.
When I hear what we call music, it seems to me that someone is talking, and talking about his feelings or about his ideas of relationships. But when I hear traffic, the sound of traffic here on 6th Avenue, for instance, I don't have the feeling that anyone is talking. I have the feeling that sound is acting. And I love the activity of sound. What it does is it gets louder and quieter, and it gets higher and lower, and it gets longer and shorter. It does all those things which I'm completely satisfied with that. I don't need sound to talk to me. We don't see much difference between time and space. We don't know where one begins and the other stops. So that most of the arts we think of as being in time, and most of the arts we think of as being in space. Marcel Duchamp, for instance, began thinking of thinking of music as being not a time art, but a space art. And he made it a piece called Sculpture Musicale, which means different sounds coming from different places and lasting, producing a sculpture which is sonorous and which remains. People expect listening to be more than listening. And so sometimes they speak of inner listening, or the meaning of sound. When I talk about music, it finally comes to people's minds that I'm talking about sound that doesn't mean anything, that is not inner, but is just outer. And they say, these people who understand that finally say, you mean it's just sounds? Thinking that for something to just be a sound is to be useless. Whereas I love sounds just as they are. And I have no need for them to be anything more than what they are. I don't want them to be psychological. I don't want a sound to pretend that it's a bucket or that it's a president, or that it's in love with another sound. I just want it to be a sound. And I'm not so stupid either. There was a German philosopher who's very well known, Immanuel Kant, and he said there are two things that don't have to mean anything. One is music, and the other is laughter. Don't have to mean anything, that is, in order to give us very deep pleasure. Oh, you know that, don't you? The sound experience, which I prefer to all others, is the experience of silence. And the silence almost everywhere in the world now is traffic. If you listen to Beethoven or to Mozart, you see that they're always the same. But if you listen to traffic, you see it's always different.
And that was John Cage talking about silence. When he said, "You know that, don't you?" he was petting his cat. Wonderful and inspiring composer. One of the most important in my books in the 20th century. And so as my last farewell to you and to the station, I will perform for you John Cage's seminal work, 433. I will be performing the work as it is notated in the Cramen manuscript. This score was given to Irwin Cramen on June 5th, 1953 for his 28th birthday. And this will be the last time you will hear me or feel my presence on CITR's 433. It has been a tremendous privilege to come to the station every week and to play music for you. It's been 2 years that I've been at the station, and it's been exciting, invigorating, intellectually and creatively challenging, and very emotionally rewarding. But I suppose all things must pass, and now is my time to move on. My partner Nico and I will be moving to Montreal, and then I'll be pursuing my year-long fieldwork in anthropology. This is why they pay me the big bucks. So, look out for my next film, I suppose. Now, if you have been my Twitter followers, stay tuned for a change of handle. And if you wish to keep in touch, please don't hesitate to contact me at theoryofhappiness@yahoo.com. And above all, thank you for listening. John Cage's work, 433, will last for 4 minutes and 33 seconds. And the performance will begin as soon as I finish talking.
racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down.